My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Every 49er fan out there, what do you want the team to do? And by the way, do you even want them to sign Brandon to an extension anymore? Like, we started this conversation, Dibs, and I didn't think you and I were both here, but we are. Like, this sort of hit me in a different way. When I said on Monday that I was done with this situation, I meant done negotiating. But if Brandon wanted to step up and take the last best offer, great, do it. I now don't even want him on. Don't do it. Do not hitch your wagon to this player. This is a problem. This is and I have no idea why it wouldn't happen again.
Yeah.
Why would it not happen again if you signed up for 5 years of what has been a complete migraine headache?
Right. And so, like you said before, you get a couple of years into the deal and the market shifts again, and now he's the 12th highest paid. And, you know, you could argue he's the fourth best in football. Who's to say he's not going to come knocking on your door again and say, well, I just want to get paid. If I don't get that new money, well, you're not going to see me, you know. And it's one thing to do that with Trent Williams, because Trent has shown before the ability or the willingness to sit out when things aren't his way.
Don't mess with Trent.
No, and don't mess with Trent, because he's one of one. He's the best in the game. He's probably a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the best to ever do it at his position. And it's a position that you happen to need really badly. Brandon Ayuk, you're not that guy. So you tried to play super hardball, and here we are, August 28th now. We've been doing this for the better part of 6 months, talking about this, and now you're not showing up to practice? I don't know.
Scott Livermore. Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling Willie and Dibby. What are you doing?
What's happening, guys? I'm hanging out that afternoon with you, trying to get home to my kids.
Yeah, man. I got you.
I gotta like turn off social media, man. I'm so sick and tired of this diva. Like, oh my goodness. You know, I'm a recruiter, right? That's what I do for a living. I recruit people for our company. And, you know, and what it boils down to is, hey, Brandon, you're no longer a culture fit for our organization. I don't care about the skill set you bring, but the culture you're bringing to the table doesn't match what we're trying to put together. See you later, dude. Kick rocks. I don't want the Niners to extend him. I want them to force him to play on his fifth year. And if he doesn't, by all means, I don't care. Give him his money. We'll franchise tag him. Let him sit out the entire year. Let's waste his prime and let him walk off. Look what happened to Calvin Ridley when he took a year off for his quote-unquote mental health. That dude sucks. He doesn't bring anything to the table anymore. Sure, he's fast. If everyone calls the Niners offense a perfect scheme, anyone could be great. That's why they keep saying Brock Purdy's not that great, because he's in the Niners offense. Then it's going to be easier said than done to put someone else in Brandon's spot.
Yeah.
And let them succeed. Give them the targets. Give the money to Trent. We've seen what happens when Trent's not on the field, what our scores look like. We see what happens when Debo's not on the field, what our scores look like. What do our scores look like when Ayuk's not on the field?
Well, he would respond by saying I'm always on the field. And Scott, also, like, the concept that you're talking about, I might agree with. I don't think Calvin Ridley was the best example, because he doesn't suck. He went for over 1,000 yards last year and got absolutely broken off a huge contract to go to the Tennessee Titans this year. So that's, to me, not the example of what could happen to Brandon Ayuk. This is more of a Le'Veon Bell warning shot to me. with regard to the idea of potentially getting suspended, which the Niners are allowed to do as of this weekend, and not only losing out on the $14.1 million, but if you start missing games, losing out on a year, history will tell you there will still be another team to pay you, but not enough. And the high likelihood is that you never perform ever again like you did before. That's where I would be worried this is going if I were Brandon or his representative.
Yes, and I'd be worried about a lot of things, particularly losing out on game checks, which are, you know, of a gross number of about $750,000. So you're going to miss out on that, and your career can crater pretty quickly in this league if you start missing chunks of a season, and then you want to be a free agent. So you had a chance to sign for $26 million with a really good team. Your price might get cut in half next year if you don't go out and play football this year. So he's messing with a lot of different factors with each passing day that he doesn't come into practice. It's not even camp anymore. Camp is over.
No, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. I think that they worked with him with the idea of missing camp. They're not working with him with the idea of missing game one versus the Jets preparations, which are underway as of today. Bobby in Oakland is next up here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Bobby. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, I mean, I was pulling for Brandon to get signed up until today, and because the play time is over now. So, at this point, it's not even real negotiation. It's almost like childish play, you know. And it's like, it's not only that you're holding the team up. It's like, it's for no reason. I mean, you want CeeDee Lamb money? Or what is it? What's going on here? So if his agent and him are not going to play fair, yeah, I would stop negotiating, have him play on the $14 million this year, put him on a franchise tag, and get 2 first-round picks for him. If somebody decides to pick up next year, I'll be done with the negotiating with him. That's my thought.
Yeah, Bobby, thanks. I don't know that they would ever command that kind of a price. I don't think you're going to get 2 first-round picks.
Well, that is if you give him. There's 2 different tags. There's the. The transitional, the non-transitional, one of them carries a 2 first-round compensation if you tag him and then trade him. A team would have to send you 2 first-round picks in order to acquire the player if you gave him the franchise tag.
And then, in theory, still pay him an extension that would satisfy what he wants. I think
you don't often see players with that tag.
Don't think so.
Getting traded.
Brandon
Ayuk's
not that.
No, the price is too steep. There aren't that many players that will command 2 first-round picks in any trade. And, you know, the Niners gave up 3 first-round picks to move up in the draft. That's different than trading picks for a player.
Let's keep going. 888-957-9570. We want to hear from as many Niner fans as possible today. What would you do? And do you even want them to sign Brandon Ayuk to an extension anymore now that he has apparently gone back on what was called an understanding that he would practice today once we got through roster cuts? Marcos in Brentwood. Hi, Marcos. What's up?
What's up, guys? I mean, Brandon Ayuk has made this whole offseason completely draining. Instead of you guys talking about an exciting offseason, getting ready to start off for a new Super Bowl run, we're here still talking about Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
Brandon Ayuk is a straight, like a prude. He's wishy-washy. Do you see Ja'Marr Chase? Do you see CeeDee Lamb doing these videos online like he has? And it's like their talks, their negotiations have been so quiet. All it is Brandon Ayuk, a tier 2 receiver, demanding tier 1 money. And he should have showed up to practice. What was the point of not showing up to practice, but he showed up all the other day just to stand on the sidelines? It makes no sense. They need to figure something out, find some way to release him or send him off and see ya. Pack your bags.
Yeah, and my only, Marcos, I agree with you. The only thing that I've got left on that, and I don't know how we can get an answer to this, but these other teams, most teams are going to play on Sunday next week, obviously. What is that? 11 days?
Yep.
Okay. You got a game in 11 days. These teams are in their preparations as well. They're focused on the 90 people that they had. They got their roster down to 53 also. They worked really hard to do that. They filled up their practice squad today. Do they want to suddenly now, 11 days before their game against whoever, do they want to make that kind of a roster shake? Like, maybe. I mean, he's a very good player. So if there were teams that had their heart set on him, maybe they still want to do that.
Yeah.
It feels like people have kind of moved on, though.
yes, I mean, you get yesterday, cut down day, and today is about practice squad and waiver wire. Who shook free from another team that you wanted to grab, and you did that yesterday, and you did it today, and there actually has been a trade just reported in the NFL from Diana Rossini, and this gives you an idea about what trades are being made right now. The Falcons have traded quarterback Taylor Heinicke to the Chargers for a conditional sixth.
Oh.
So take our extra bottom of the roster quarterback and give us a conditional sixth. So the Chargers get Heinicke to be their backup in theory. But that's the kind to your point, this is the level of trades you're more likely to see now with 11 days to go until most teams play a week from Sunday.
Yeah, and by the way, the same thing, like, remember, do you remember the show that we did, this is probably 6 months ago, and everybody wanted to trade Andrew Wiggins, and I was like, you want to trade Andrew Wiggins because you don't like what you see when you watch the Warrior game, right? Like, you feel like he's coasting and all that?
Yes.
And I was like, do you know that the other teams, they've got a TV too?
Yeah, and that sucks.
They can see...
Shout out League Pass.
The game. So they don't want Andrew Wiggins. And they can see this too. They can see, and no matter what you all think of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, let me promise you this, they are damn respected around the league. They're really respected around the league. People think that this is, right, Tom Brady last week, that's a good operation. It's a really good operation. Got a good front office, good GM, good coach, good quarterback, good operation. That's how people view this. And they're looking at the representatives of this good operation, yank hair out of the sides of their heads in press conferences. How many of those GMs are like, give me that guy. I got too much hair. I would love to be stressed.
A lot of times you see a situation like this and you think that you can fix it. And yeah, you know, you see it in dating right. A lot where you've got a friend who's dating somebody and it's like, dude, don't you see? I mean, this person is mostly broken. Yeah, beautiful and whatever the attributes are, but it's like, you got to get away from that. But sometimes you think like, I can fix them. They'll be better with me. They just need a change of scenery. Brandon Ayuk just needs a new team and
maybe
new coach and a new GM and a new everything, new uniform, new attitude. We can fix him. And that's, I think, with Andrew Wiggins to a greater extent, you could look at Wiggins and think, well, I've seen him be great. So maybe if we acquire him, we can wake him up. We can unlock the wigs. I don't know.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Paul in San Jose. Hi, Paul. Thank you for calling.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey guys, so let me preface this by saying I'm a player first guy. So whenever a player wants their money, I almost always agree with them because let's be honest, they're giving themselves brain damage for our entertainment. However, I started to turn to Brandon Ayuk once he got the offers from the Browns and the Patriots for the money that he wanted, right? He wants more money. The Niners grant him to go look for other teams, $32 million, and he declines that. Now I'm like, what is he looking for? Does he want the money? Does he want the stability with a good team? It seems like he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. And that's the part that's turning me, even as a player for his dude. So it's like, I kind of agree with the Niners going hardball right now.
Paul, I am with absolutely every single word you just uttered. All of them. I'm with all of them. This man is acting like a free agent when he's not, and doing a bad job of that too. Like, so many options have been put in front of him, and he said no to everything. Nothing has worked. And apparently, this guy's been on the 5-yard line with 3 different teams and has no points.
Yeah.
Do you understand how bad offensively that is?
Poor in the red zone.
My God.
He and his agent.
He's turning the ball over. He's fumbling at the 2 on every drive.
It's a shame. You hate to see it, but, you know, to your point, he's had many, many options, many, many chances to try something different, and yet here we are. And you did say something that always strikes me, because he's acting like a free agent and he's not. Well, the team has enabled him to feel like
Agreed.
A free agent.
Agreed.
And that is where they're complicit, and that's where the Niners are, at least some at fault through this process, because now it's dragged into the first practice before week 1. And all eyes on Brandon. Will he practice or won't he? You know, the expectation from Garofalo, they're expecting him to be out there. The agreement was he shows up for the first practice leading up to week 1, and that's today. And he was in the building and he didn't show up on the field. That's where he starts to lose a lot of people, Mark.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there are a few out there I've seen on YouTube, the text line. Maybe we've had a caller or two that's got
we have a caller on hold right now.
Yeah, that's got like 1 foot on both sides of the fence. But like, I'll tell you what, if I were Brandon or Brandon's agent and I were listening to this show since 3 o'clock when practice started, I don't think I would feel real good. And don't give me the whole, oh, nobody cares what fans think. Well, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, they do. They're an entertainment company. Public opinion matters because it sways the pressure. Like, look at what's happening right now. Fans are freaking out that Trent Williams is not there. They are no longer freaking out that Brandon Ayuk is not there. And that gives leverage to the side that's willing to sit.
Yeah, leverage to the extent of, you know, the fan vote.
Yeah.
Now, if fans decide they don't want to show up, then that's real leverage in this deal. But no fan is going to give back their season tickets because Trent and BA are not at practice.
Let's keep on going. 888-957-9570. Is it Jubin? Is that his name? Jubin? Hey, Jubin in Walnut Creek. Thank you for calling. What's up?
How you doing, boys? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I was very sour on Brandon, but I've had time to kind of sit back, and my issues are honestly more with Trent at this point. I've kind of lost all respect for the guy. He's made nearly $200 million throughout his career. He's 36 years old, prioritizing money over a ring. If I was the Niners, I'd ship him off somewhere. I'd maybe go get Bakhtiari off the street. We'll deal with it for this year, trade up in the first next year, you know, get a good starting rookie tackle. We'll save a bunch of money. And like from Brandon's perspective as well, I'd probably be looking over at Trent and I'd be like, damn, big dog, like you've made all this money throughout your career. This is Brandon's first opportunity to get paid, you know? So it is a very fluid situation. I get it. But the more I've thought about it, I just think Trent he's just getting on my nerves. Like, it's to the point where, do you want to win a ring or do you want to just cash out and, like, ride off into the sunset with, you know, a bunch of money in your bank account? And I think fans don't really see it that way. I haven't heard many people saying this. So I'm kind of curious to get your guys' perspective on it, because it is his first chance, Brandon's first chance to get a contract. So I see, like, we'll never know what it's like. We're not players. So it's hard for us to say, oh, if I was in his position, I'd do this, I'd do that. I don't know. Curious what you guys think about it.
Yeah, Jubin, well, thanks for the call. And with all due respect, what you said there at the end is what was resonating in my mind the whole time. When you're like, we're not players, we don't know what it feels like. That's what I would say to you about your Trent Williams opinion. Like, tell Trent not to prioritize money. Do you know how much football hurts? Do you know how much being 36 years old, 325 pounds, and being in the middle of those trenches on every single play? Like, I'm sorry.
It's not about what he's already made. It's about what is his value currently.
And he's the best player in the league in the eyes of some.
Right.
Like the most important player in the league. So the reason I back Trent is because the Niners can do it too. When you sit here and go, wait a minute, dude, you've got a contract. Well, not really, because the Niners could cut him for free at any time, essentially. He's got no guaranteed money on there.
Right.
I'm never going to call on someone to work for free. My issue with Brandon...
He's not working for free.
No, but you're like, wait a minute. Like, you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I don't want you to mischaracterize it.
Okay,
he's not
for free. Yeah. I'm never going to call on someone to work for less than they're worth. If they don't want to.
If you can get it, then yes. You have the choice to try to exercise your leverage, and he's got it in this case.
The problem with Brandon is that he's been offered. You can't, it's his first chance to get money. He's been offered it. He won't sign it. He's been offered more.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.